The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
If someone leaves their diary or their journal near you for days and days, does that give you an okay to read it?
Oh, no.
Wednesday morning is here, halfway to the weekend. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
It's just here.
I know. I've been looking at it for days.
On guys, it's just sitting here.
Nobody cares about it.
Look, dear diary. What does it say?
No.
I'm
we cannot
curious.
Violate somebody like that. There's obviously some notes. I'm a journaler, so I think we should not violate that
But Anthony,
journal.
You don't leave your journal hanging out here. If you did, I would have already read it.
I've done it, though, and it's very violating when you feel like people have been reviewing it, dude.
Whose journal did you read?
I forgot my journal, my joke journal. I forgot it one time at a show in Houston, Texas. And I came back there and the green room was like, oh, he's back for his journal.
Ooh.
They're like, everybody
yeah, dude. And they're making a little mockery of me.
Did you feel violated?
Yes, dude. I was like, hey, guys, this is like
I did this to my sister one time. I read her entire journal.
Automatic. That's wrong.
I know.
That's just wrong. Especially since you were the brother. Y'all were probably
the older brother at that.
Oh.
And it was just like, I shouldn't. Like, to this day, I feel guilty. I will never touch this journal. I promise you, Dan. I would never let you touch that journal because I violated my sister's whole expectations.
And what did she say?
Yeah,
she cried.
No, in the journal. What did she say in the journal?
I'm not going to repeat it.
Oh, good brother. Way to be a good brother. Way to be a good brother.
Oh, my God.
We're testing you.
Then I guess I'm not going to read the journal in front of you two. Don't
oh,
read something like this all juicy
dude,
in front of me.
You're going to go do a now. Journal, Dana. Don't do it. Nah.
I'm not going to do it.
But for real, what did she say?
National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go and start with International Chocolate Day.
Yes. Mm. Chocolate, the cacao plant, comes from the Americas when the Spanish came here and took everything from us.
Oh,
anyway, they discovered chocolate. Can you imagine
Hell
what
yeah,
they thought?
Dude.
They
that was
thought
amazing.
They,
I like a little
They're
cocoa
like,
conspiracy.
Cacao plant, the cacao.
It's also National Peanut Day as well, too. Sorry, DJ.
Oh, chocolate with peanuts?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I like peanuts.
Oh, wait, what are you allergic to again?
I'm allergic. Well, it depends on the type of peanut. If it's a really oily peanut, I'm allergic to oily nuts.
That question,
It's almonds that get me every time, though. And then you get to walnuts.
Nobody's here for the nut talk.
Oily nuts, dog. Watch out for it. We'll get you.
Right.
It's also National Kids Take Over the Kitchen Day, so let your kids, you know, get up in there and use your creativity.
That up.
Yeah, that's not fun.
No,
right?
Nobody
no,
wants that.
Cook with them and show them that you clean as you go.
I saw this video the other night of this woman talking about her kids leaving her a mess in the kitchen after going crazy all night.
Oh, well, because we clean the kitchen and then we wake up in the morning and our husbands, DJ Automatic, and our children, Ava-matic, leave us a mess. And then we're the bad guy for going crazy. That's the parents' court this Friday.
It could stress you out and make you lose some hair, which is okay, because today is National Bald is Beautiful Day.
Hey! Shout out to all the bald people in the world. Doja Cat, I love you,
yes,
girl.
Dude.
I love
George
you.
Costanza,
ooh.
Whatever your real name is.
Oh, that was deep, dog. I'm going to have to say shout out to Pitbull. Yes, Dolly, dog.
Good. What about Vin Diesel?
Oh, yes, dude.
He's been bald since, like,
Forever,
Fast
dog.
The Furious
I've never
one.
Seen him with hair, yeah.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Today's true crime story in our Crazy Crimes of Passion segment is about Taylor Parker. And she was friends with a woman named Reagan Simmons Hancock. In fact, Reagan even hired Taylor to take her wedding photos. So they were really good friends. They were hanging out. And the night before all of this went down, Taylor was at Reagan's house.
Oh.
What Reagan didn't know was that Taylor was becoming unraveled because her relationship with her boyfriend, Wade Griffin, was coming to an end. See, Taylor met Wade at a rodeo a year earlier, told him that she was about to inherit millions of dollars.
Oh.
She would cook for him, clean for him, helped him take care of the animal stalls. He said she was a hard worker, and she was so convincing that Wade purchased a ranch and cattle. We're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars because he thought, hey, we can pay it back once
she gets her money.
Yeah, once Taylor gets all her millions. But then checks started bouncing. He realized this woman is lying and she's making things up. And the relationship became this emotional roller coaster. And he said, you know what? I'm just going to end things and figure out how to pay this debt off. But then Taylor says, I'm pregnant. And she had a baby shower, produced sonograms.
She had a gender party, too.
She even had a gender reveal party. So Taylor needed a baby. She was not pregnant. What Taylor failed to tell Wade is that she'd had a hysterectomy years before.
Oh.
So she couldn't even have a baby. But her friend Reagan was almost 8 months pregnant. And so Taylor plotted to take her child. Mm. When Reagan's husband went to work, she showed up at her house. Reagan let her in, and that's when Taylor murdered her. Now, this was a very, very gruesome scene. She was stabbed over 100 times. She fought hard. She fought hard for the life of her baby. And by the way, her three-year-old was there when this happened, witnessed the whole thing. She had dislocated fingers, blunt force trauma to her head where she struck her with a hammer, and she used a scalpel to slit her hip to hip. So she literally took this unborn child from Reagan's body.
Crazy.
Now, Taylor left and officers pulled her over. And the officers see that she's got a newborn in her lap. And she says, oh, I just had this baby.
I need to go to the hospital.
Yeah, and she put the umbilical cord in her pants to make it seem like she really just had the child. But when she got to the hospital, doctors are like, this woman has not given birth. Here's audio of the doctor talking to police.
So, it surely doesn't look like a baby came out of there.
It looks like she had a baby.
It doesn't?
No.
Okay.
Does not look like she had a baby there.
Of course, after this, it didn't take long for authorities to put two and two together. You have her getting pulled over in one area, and then this horrible murder that just happened where a woman's baby was just removed not far from where Taylor is. So cops start demanding her to explain what really happened.
We know that you had a hysterectomy, so we're trying to figure out where this baby came from, but you didn't get birth this morning.
What do you mean?
So I just said, you didn't get birth this morning. So what happened?
I just told y'all what happened.
After Taylor is confronted with the fact that hospital staff know she's had a hysterectomy and she cannot physically have a baby, she admits to authorities that she murdered Reagan to take her child, and then begins to describe what happened at that moment.
It fell out while she was pushing and it didn't come out. She was still in the sack.
All right, so it comes out of her stomach and it's still in the sack. Did you have to pull the sack apart to get the baby out?
Yeah, I had to pull it open to turn her over and started smacking her back.
As a mother of three children myself, that makes me so emotional because I know that Reagan fought till the very end trying to save her child. Unfortunately, the baby girl did not survive.
This whole story is just disturbing.
Oh, automatic. I know. And this is actually audio of Taylor, I think, coming to the realization that she committed this horrible crime.
I don't know what's wrong with me because I've never been a bad person.
This woman is extremely disturbed. You know, during the trial, Reagan's husband, Homer, on the stand said, my wife was Taylor's only friend. I don't know how you could do something like this to her. Now, a jury, in a unanimous decision, sentenced Taylor Parker to death for the murders of Reagan Simmons Hancock and her newborn baby girl, Braxlyn Sage Hancock. The sentencing took place November 9th, 2022. She's currently on death row and just filed an appeal.
She can file as many appeals as she wants. She's not getting out. And well, the only way she's getting out is...
Yeah, in a box.
In a box, yes.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Cardi B just dropped $2 million for the new video that she made for Bongos, the new song with her and Megan Thee Stallion.
Man.
But there's another place Cardi B drops dollars where she does not hold back. I'll tell you where it is and we'll play the audio. It's hilarious. This and more. It's time for the best gossip, the Daily Dirt. DJ Automatic, famous people's birthdays.
We got Tyler Perry celebrating today. Hey. Swiss Beatz and Playboi Carti.
All right, so Bad Bunny clapping back at people who criticize his relationship with Kendall Jenner. He sat down with Vanity Fair. You know, I love to read Vanity Fair. They always have good articles, a lot of high fashion. And he's definitely in that world, as is Kendall Jenner. She's the highest paid model in the world. Problem is, a lot of his fans don't like the relationship he's in. And in the magazine, he said, I don't care. I don't have to be criticized by you. And if you don't like it, don't listen.
Why do you think they don't like Kendall Jenner?
Number one, he used to talk about people stealing from Latino culture. She's got 818 tequila, you know, all of that. Number two, I think some of it is jealousy. She's a beautiful young woman.
Because all the girls want to be with him and they can't be if he's with Kendall.
Yeah, he's with Kendall. Number three, we liked him with Gabriella. But that's another story anyway.
But if anything, though, she does keep him in the limelight, especially amongst the English-speaking world.
Automatic, some people won't like that, but it's 100% true. Someone else in the limelight, Miss Doja Cat. She's hanging out with Ice Spice. They're doing all this fun stuff, New York Fashion Week, and she's wearing a see-through bra. You know, she had surgery recently. She had the same surgery I did. She had breast reduction, and she's showing off her scars. And
I don't understand the whole reduction thing, and I've said this to you before. But why would you want to reduce what God has given you? He gave you a gift, and then you're like, you know what? I'm going to put that back.
I don't know, but I'm scar sisters with Doja. gorgeous cat, and I think she looks beautiful. A lot of times we women, we criticize our bodies. Instagram, TikTok, everything filtered, looks so perfect. Nobody's perfect. Check her photo at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
Biggest waste of money we've ever spent any money on.
And then finally, Cardi B has admitted she dropped $2 million of her own dollars to produce the video with Megan Thee Stallion for Bongos. The video was filmed where the Godfather movie was made. She also likes to spend money at the strippy where she used to work. Here she is talking to Andy Cohen.
I overdo it. And you know what? What I don't like is, like, I feel like back then the strippers used to, like, dance a little harder. Like, now the girls don't even climb the pole. They're lazy, and I be spending, like, racks.
It's kind of like when a waiter goes in to see another waiter. Of course, you're going to give them a little extra tip.
A little extra, right?
But me, personally, I just can't do it. Like, when I see guys throwing thousands of dollars in the air for a girl they're not going to sleep with, it makes zero sense to me. Almost as little sense as a boob reduction makes to me.
Oh, my gosh. DJ Automatic. Oh, my gosh. Anyway.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You love that spicy food? One of your faves is getting canceled. We'll talk about it in food news. It's time for hottest hashtags on your Wednesday. Inside the Dana Cortez Show, my name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Spicy Ketchup.
Man, this first hashtag, very serious. A state senator by the name of Lisa Barnes is making headlines. She's from North Carolina. Why is she in national news? Because of another death on a farm. Jose Arturo Gonzalez Mendoza had only been in the U.S. 11 days when he died of heat stroke and dehydration while working a sweet potato farm. Why is she making the news? Her husband is the president of Barnes Farm Corporation, where this man died. And I just think it's so important that we understand that farm workers are not protected. Some of them work for decades and decades in extreme heat, in the worst living conditions. Their children also subject to this, and we eat the food that they pick. So they do have a special visa that allows them to work, but it's not enough. They need to be made citizens so they can have protection.
To the story. So was that man illegally working?
No, he did have an H-2 visa.
Oh.
But that's not enough. It doesn't give them any kind of protection. There's no OSHA that goes to the farms. It's just okay.
The videos that I've seen, these people are basically living in huts.
Automatic, and they're working like indentured servants.
Yes.
We say, you know, build this wall, do this and that. But we benefit from the fruits of their labor literally every single day. What we need is comprehensive immigration reform. Now, if you're good and you want to work, we want you here. If you break the law, we don't. It's not that hard. Call your congresswoman. Call your local politicians. Let's get something done together. DJ Automatic, let's get some food news now.
Well, if you love hot food, this one has been pulled off the shelves because, well, it's killing people.
What?
A 14-year-old kid in Canada died from a Pocky chip, or at least that's what they think happened.
Oh, that was really hot. The really hot potato chip, right?
Yeah. And so they've pulled them in Canada and the United States. And I did not know this, that Hershey's actually owns the Pocky chip.
Oh, no. I did not know that either. I do know for a while they were hard to get, and then suddenly I started seeing them all over the stores. So, when they first came out, you had to, like, order them online in order to get them.
You're talking about TikTok challenges and doing this kind of thing. If your body is not accustomed to eating things like this, you can go into shock.
Well, they had the Carolina Reaper pepper on them. They got Naga Viper pepper. God. Yeah, so, there's no reason to eat this kind of thing.
No, you're doing too much.
It's for the clout.
Yeah.
It's awful.
Yeah, I'm glad they're pulling it. I'm glad. Like, all right, National Day, Anthony A.
We'll go ahead and start with National Bald is Beautiful Day, everybody. Yes, dude. Shout out to all the Chrome Dome and cue balls out there.
I want to give Anthony a shout out for his reverse Uno on balding.
Okay.
He started doing his, like, hair treatments. And
How's your hair going, Anthony?
We're not supposed to out the people for the hair treatment right now, but now you're just throwing it out there.
Well,
now
you pulled the reverse Uno now card on it.
Yes, dude. All right. Yes, dude, I am.
He's like, bald is beautiful, but I'm not bald anymore.
Yeah, dog. I'm going against the whole movement for today, okay? Listen, here's my message on Bald is Beautiful Day. Bald is beautiful, but homies, if you have a great hairline, don't spend one moment being sad over a girl who doesn't want you. All right? That's the only time I ever forget anything in life. The times I was sad over a woman who didn't want me when I had a good hairline. So get out there, homies, and take over the world with your great hairline or be bald. That's all beautiful. All right? National Peanut Day as well, too. Ooh. And for those who don't know,
I couldn't help it, but I keep thinking of the men's heads. They look kind of like peanuts.
Yeah, they do kind of look like peanuts. Since we're opening up about everything today, DJ Automatic is allergic to oily nuts. So there's that.
So is every woman I've ever met.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I don't believe in the death penalty. And we did this Crazy Crimes of Passion earlier. We talked about Taylor Parker, who murdered her friend Reagan Simmons Hancock because she'd been faking a pregnancy and her friend Reagan was pregnant. So she took the baby from her. Ugh. And this woman fought till the very last breath to save herself and her child. And I said that I didn't believe in the death penalty. I mentioned it somewhere and people are very upset with me. And I understand, especially when someone does something like this, right?
It was it was plotted. It was heinous. It was, you know, an evil
crime.
Yeah, a gruesome crime that she lied about. She was ready to steal another woman's. She stole her life and her baby. I think if there's anything that deserves the death penalty is something like this, because you don't see women get put on death row.
No, you're right, automatic. But here's my thing. And I know that some people say, oh, too bad. But there's people that have died on death row that were innocent. And if it's if it's one or two, it's too many. So you can't pick and choose. When you get the death penalty, you don't really know. Now, we know this fool. We know this idiot here did whatever. But what about the other 100 or whatever? You know what I'm saying? So that's why. And I just don't think two wrongs make a right.
I get what you're saying. And but at the same time, I believe an eye for an eye.
And I believe thou shalt not kill.
And
we can go back and forth with Bible passages and Bible verses all day. It's not going
to
change my
mind. And that's what you believe, and this is what I believe. But the law says the woman can be put to death. So they're going to put her to death for the murder that she committed.
And don't even mistake what I'm saying for any kind of empathy toward this woman, because I don't feel bad for her. What I would like to see is for her, because she's in her early 20s, I would like to see her rot the rest of her life in that cell.
Oh, they're going to keep her on death row for years.
And she's never going to be able to even leave that part of the prison because she'll get killed, beat up. So by herself, if anybody says, oh, doing time is easy, you've never known anybody who's done real time. How come she gets off that easy? She should have to live to be an old woman suffering her entire life.
I think because the family of Taylor's wants to see her put to death. That's why they have to do it, because they're the ones who have to live with the pain. They're the ones who feel like this woman has taken not only our...
They don't feel. She did take that life. She took
two lives. So it's justified. I'm sorry, Dana. I know you feel a certain way because there has been men that have been put to death that were wrongfully accused.
And
yes.
Men and women will still be put to death wrongfully. And I'm
sorry.
But
that is not the case for this
particular case. I understand. But because the death penalty is law, innocent people will continue to be put to death. And I can't support killing somebody that was innocent. It just makes no sense to me, especially in a supposed civilized society. You know, if you missed the Crazy Crimes of Passion earlier, you can catch it via the Dana Cortez Show podcast on demand. Just search Dana Cortez Show. And you know what? Automatically, here's what. I know you wanted to say something. Let's agree that Taylor Parker is a bad person. She belongs where she is right now.
Exactly.
We can agree on that.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.